alive. If you know the word of God and you're connected with God, you can get yourself back on the right path. But sometimes you get on the wrong path and you go down for 20, 30 years before you realize and come to yourself. And look at how much time you've wasted. Look how many gifts you've wasted. That because God give every one of us a gift for the upbuilding of his kingdom. So just be mindful. Just don't waste your life. It's necessary for us to consider the destination of our present path. Where are you going? How are you going to get there? Which way are you walking to get there? Consider the destination of our present path as it would lead us to wise living. Carefully pondering where we are headed will help us to not turn to the left or to right. Life is too short and too precious to be wasted on temporary and trivial things. If we're walking in the way of wisdom, God promised to protect, direct, and perfect our path, people. God says it, I believe it, and I know it's true. If you follow the directions that God lays out for you, you won't have too many bumps in life. But it also lets us know our trials and tribulations come to make us stronger. So if you're walking on the path that is designed for you, and trust me, people, we're just not willy-nilly out here, okay? God's got a plan for everybody's life. He says so in Jeremiah 29:11. He says, I got a plan for you to give you hope and a future. Amen? And an expected end. It's a plan of good and not of evil. So God have a plan for everybody living on this earth. God has also given us a gift. It is up to us to find out what the gift is through the word of God and cultivate the gift for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. There's a purpose for everybody's life. We're not just here to have a good time. We are here for a purpose. And the quicker we find out what that purpose is, the happier your life will be. You won't fall into too many traps. You'll be wise. You'll be looking to God for the answers for your life. You'll make good decisions about your husband, about your job, where you live. All this is connected, people. It took me a long time to realize everything is connected. That's why the word of God say everything works for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to him, his purpose. That's Romans 8:28. So that means everything is connected. Where you live, what kind of husband you get, what kind of job you get, where you take your children to school, all those things are connected, people, and they make a complete path for you. And you won't have to go through a whole lot of unnecessary stuff, waste a whole lot of time, get headaches, be sick and tired, and just don't know why you're sick and tired. When you're not in the plan, you're going to have a lot of problems. Amen? Because you're uncovered. You're open season for the devil. So trust the word of God. Read the word of God. Learn the word of God. Be obedient to the word of God. And trust me, your life will be so much better. Everything will be better with you. Your communities will be better. Everything. Just trust God. And just stay right on the path with God. You can't lose, people. God's got a solution for every problem that you go and encounter. But if you don't know what that is, you're always going to be out here willy-nilly running around, bumping your head when God don't want that. He loves us all. He wants us all to come to repentance. He make a way back for you even after you've been out there. And he don't ask no question. He's there standing with his arms open to provide for you. Amen. Y'all have a good day.
Praise God. Praise God. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over our thought life. Even though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying on warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. In the name of Jesus, we refute arguments and theories and reasoning and every proud and loafy thing that set itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, in Jesus' name. With our soul, we bless the Lord with every thought and purpose in life. Our mind would not wander out of the presence of God. Our life shall glorify the Father, spirit, soul, and body. We take no account of the evil done to us. We pay no attention to a suffered wrong. It holds no place in our thought life. We are ever ready to believe the best of every person. In Jesus' name, we gird up the loins of our mind and set our mind and keep it set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. In the name of Jesus, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellency, if there is anything worthy of praise, we will think on and wait and take account of these things. We will fix our mind on them in Jesus' name. We have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart in the name of Jesus. We will practice what we have learned and received and heard and seen in Christ and model our way of living on it. And the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being will be with us in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that we shall prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. We have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purpose of his heart in Jesus' name. We trust in you, Lord, with all of our heart, and we lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path in Jesus' name. Today we submit ourselves to your word, which exposes and sifts and analyzes and judges the very thoughts and purposes of our heart. In Jesus' name. For the weapon of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds, intimidation, fears, doubt, unbelief, and failure. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank that we do not have the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We refute argument and theories and reasoning and every pride and loafy thing that set itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we lead every thought and purpose away captive in the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, in Jesus' name. Today we shall be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, in Jesus' name. Your word, Lord, shall not depart out of our mouth, but we shall meditate on it day and night, that we may observe to do according to all that is written therein, in the name of Jesus. For then we shall make our way prosperous. Then we shall have good success if we keep our mind on Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Our thoughts are the thoughts of the diligent, would tend only to plenteous. Therefore, we are not anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition to make our requests and supplications be made known in Jesus' name. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Today, we fix our mind on whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence, and is honorable and seemly. Whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellency, If there is anything worthy of praise, we will think on these things and take account of these things in Jesus' name. Today, we roll our works upon you, Lord. We commit and trust them wholly to you. You will cause our thoughts to become agreeable to your will, and so shall our plans be established and succeed in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you today. You told us in Jeremiah 29:11 that you are mindful of us. You have not forgotten about us. We got a future and a hope and an expected end. And Lord, we thank you today. You told us that we have an expected end. We thank you for it, God. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, you told us also in you there is victory. You say many are the affliction of the righteous, but we are delivered out of all of them. And when we come out, it's like we never been in. Father God, we thank you for the peace of God that you have given us. The peace the world can't give and the world cannot take it away. Peace surpasses all understanding. Father God, we thank you today, God. We just give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We thank you today, God, you told us everything worked together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to the purpose. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now to let us walk in the Spirit so we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today, God. You told us that you have made us rich and no sorrow has been added. You told us that we are the head and not the tail. We're the lenders and not the borrowers. And we thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you told us in your word that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. For poverty, you have given us wealth. For sickness, you have given us health. And for death, you have given us eternal life. We thank you today, God. Everything we need and want is in you, because you said you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you today, God. Your word is true. We ask you right now, God, to give us a mind to study your word like never before. You say study your word, meditate on it day and night, and let it not depart from our eyes nor our lips. In the name of Jesus. You told us in Romans the 12th chapter, be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. And our mind is renewed through the word of God. When we begin to study your word, read your word, meditate on your word, and live your word, it become a part of us. It become our lifestyle. It become you, because you say we will act like you, do like you, think like you. We'll be just like little Jesus's. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. We thank you today that we are going to read your word. We are going to study your word continuously. We're going to meditate on it day and night in the name of Jesus. And God, if we do that, you will lead us, guide us, and direct us. You say you will make our way straight, and you will make our plans like your plans in the name of Jesus. You told us in your word, God, you will prepare our way for us even before we get there. You told us you'll make the crooked place straight. Father God, we believe you. We trust you. We depend on you, and we hold on to your word today. You say heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand forever. So if we are in your word, meditating on your word, studying and praying your word, we are going to stand too in Jesus' name. We thank you today, God, that in you there is hope in Jesus' name. And we give you all the glory today, all the honor and all the praise. We thank you for your joy, God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you that our cup is overflowing with joy today. In Jesus' name. And you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory be to God.
This is the day that the Lord has made.